You've stopped in at the Guidepost, brought to you by the American Saltwater Guides Association. Stock up on gear, grab a coffee at the counter, and get ready to hear incredible fish stories from the best captains on the East Coast and thought-provoking conversations with stakeholders and policymakers working to protect these fisheries. This podcast is presented by Costa Sunglasses. All right, everybody, welcome to the Guidepost. Got our buddy Cody joining us today. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm on land today. It's actually midday, pouring per Florida standards. It's got to rain at least once a day in the summer, so if not twice or three times. But it's currently raining right now. Do a little boat work stuff and then back out on the water again this weekend.
Cool, man. Well, I'll tell you what. We launched this little toonie thing, and it has taken off.
It has. I'm super excited to get back up to New England. You know, when we went up in the spring for the schoolie, and I guess we'll get into this in a second, but you know, every year when we go up in spring for the schoolie tournament that Cheeky puts on, we always have such a great time, get that community together, very like-minded individuals, and the camaraderie around that fishery and around conservation, where it's all gone for. It's definitely, you know, we always say like, that's us, right? It's our ethos. It's definitely our people. And really excited to kind of build a new home for those people in that similar ethos this fall. And it's going to be a really good time.
I think so too. You know, why reinvent the wheel? Everyone's kind of programmed to go into the West End and they know where it is. And it's, I don't think any location is perfect on Cape Cod, but it's pretty darn perfect. And the people at West End were gracious enough to say, heck yeah, we'll do another tournament. So we're with the help of our friends at Cheeky, those conversations were super easy. And then the sponsors just kind of started rolling in, right?
Yep. All the people who typically show up when the bat signal goes up, a lot of the same brands. So, and also some new faces who have been supportive of us, signed on to campaigns and letters in the past, shared conservation and fisheries management messaging, and, you know, hadn't sponsored an event or worked with us in this capacity yet. And some of those, a couple brands like that who have stepped up as well. So why don't we get into just the building blocks of what the heck this event is, and then we can kind of elaborate on how we got there and, you know, some of the rules and what we're excited about and some of the sponsor shout outs. But what we're talking about is the 2024 Toonie Tournament, the inaugural False Albacore Catch and Release Tournament hosted by ASGA and Cheeky on Cape Cod. So similar to the schoolie, but we are talking the toonie. And the event is September 21st, lines in the morning, lines out at 3 p.m., award ceremony, 5:30. It's going to be at the West End, which is the same place that the schoolie award ceremony and operations was hosted. And there's two divisions to fish in this tournament. So unlike the schoolie, there is a boat division for this, also a land division, and all catch and release. And because there's not the same variability in lengths like there is for a species like striped bass, where, you know, a pair of 34-inch fish caught could make or break a team, you know, being gold medal on the podium. Not the same length variability in this species. So you're going to see rules similar to like a keys tournament or a slam tournament, where it's points per release, how many fish you catch, release, log them. We're going to log all the fish. All the participants will be logging their fish. So we're going to get a wealth of data as far as activity. Who knows? Maybe we see a recapture, Tony. We might have to set something up. That would be pretty cool if someone recaptured a tagged fish during the tournament. But all albies through, there's going to be a shore champion. So one of the teams from land is going to take a cup home. Boat champion, one of the boats, one of the vessels running around between the Cape and Islands is going to win. There's also a blitz champion. So unrelated to the points, just who logs the most albies for science, for better data that day. And then we have a fun one, which is like the Albie Cup, right? So we're going to do a prize for anyone who enters a fish. So it can be, I've been in plenty of tournaments where it can be pretty defeating and you're on the back nine of the tournament and you know your scorecard ain't got shit and you're going to be kind of pouting at the weigh-in and celebrating your friends, hopefully winning something. But what the Albee Cup's going to be is anyone who enters a fish at any point up until the buzzer of tournament fishing, you know, fishing hours before lines out, everyone who enters one's going to be in a sweepstakes drawing for a massive bundle from a bunch of different goodies from all of our sponsors. So very community oriented event where it's going to be competitive. Yes. But also the main goal here is fundraising for the Albee Project. And we've had two really successful years of research with the Albee Project, working with the New England Aquarium and all the brands who have supported the first 2 years. And we have some changes coming up, but I don't know if you want to dive into that for a second for year three and some tag changes. And the whole goal of this entire tournament is fundraise as much as possible to try to offset the cost of learning more about this species. So that's the baseline. Maybe we'll chop it up a little bit more about the rules. All the rules will be listed on the ASGA, you know, event page for the Toonie as well. But I'm really excited. I think it's going to be fun. And I'm really curious. You never know with Albee fishing. It could be epic. It could be a grind. And I'm curious to see what the scoreboard looks like at the end of the day.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, Cody, this is the first year we're doing it, so we are always open to making things better and learning from our experience. So, look, I don't know. So you decide you're going to do something, you get the support that's required, and then you just do it. And then when it's over with, you reevaluate it and you make little tweaks here or there to make it the best possible experience for the attendees. And that's for people who are listening to this and considering joining the tournament. That is what we are hyper focused on right now. Yes, we had to set everything up and do all the groundwork, but that's done. And as soon as you hit click that registration open button on your website, our sole focus now is making this as enjoyable as possible for everyone and making it an awesome experience, because you only get to make a first impression once, and we will absolutely take people's feedback. And we appreciate everyone who signed up so far and everyone who's going to sign up in the next couple of weeks for giving us a chance and giving this a chance. And, you know, we are absolutely zeroed in and focused on y'all having a ton of fun. And our goal at this point is for everyone to walk out and be like, yeah, I'm signing up today for next year, because this was a blast. So, you know, why are we having it? Well, you know, we're starting another year of the Albee tagging, and every year it changes a little bit. The first year we put out, you know, a limited number of tags. The second year we swung for the fences and put out almost 100 telemetry tags, and you know, the data is pouring in and the scientists at New England Aquarium are giving us some direction on what this year should look like and what science they need to know to make this good science, right? To make it something that managers can use. So this year it's changed a little bit, and we are looking at way more expensive tags. And, you know, what does that mean? Well, you know, the average tags the first year were $330, and the batteries lasted a year. And then we upgraded half the tags or a third of the tags last year to have like an accelerometer attachment so we could count the beats, the tail beats of the fish. So we know that a shark didn't eat the Albee, and now the shark's swimming around with a tag in its belly. So we did that. And now this year, because we're actually getting an idea of what this coastal migration looks like, this year we're putting in tags that instead of have a year battery life, they have like a 5 to 6 year battery life. So that jacked the costs up to like almost $1,000 a tag. Now, we're not putting out as many, but when you start looking at like, okay, just the hard goods, it's a grand. And then you have boat time, you have vessel time, then you have monitoring time, you have New England Aquarium scientist time. And all of a sudden, you know, you might not be putting out as many tags, but you're like, holy crap, like, you know, 50 tags at a grand is a lot more than 100 tags at $300. So everyone who participates in this tournament, you are essentially buying tags and vessel time and scientist time and monitoring time, and you're making a difference. And I think that's so cool. It's kind of like the schoolie, you know, that money from the schoolie goes to the three organizations that are all helping out with striped bass conservation and science and everything else, advocacy. When you fish this tournament, I mean, that's essentially where your money's going. So I think that's a pretty cool facet of this thing, right?
Yeah. And an important distinction, you know, people are always curious around fundraising and all sorts of questions around that. But I've heard you say it about 100 times, right? Like, a penny of this ain't going to hang out in the ASGA bank account for too long. Everything that's coming from this is passing right through to tag costs and research costs. And, you know, we're really proud of what the first 2 years have yielded. And they've showed a connected coast that many assumed, but we're really starting to shed light on where these fish are, how incredibly dynamic they are when it comes to migrations and their speed. And like, you look at some of the stats about the distances that they're swimming in like 30 to 40 days, and you do the math around it, and their speed, consistent speed of movement and migration is insane, assuming that it's a continuous travel in a straight line between those two points. And we know that fish don't just swim in a straight line. They get hooked along the way. They fight a boat. They go offshore. They come inshore. They chase bait. They'll feed in a foamer for a little bit. Like, knowing all of that stuff and then looking at the distances they're traveling, we're really learning a ton about how badass, how dynamic little Toonie is. And they get called a lot of different things from Massachusetts all the way down to Florida. And the whole goal here is to celebrate this fishery. You know, this is a celebration of sorts, and then also it's a community investment in a higher understanding of them. So registration is open. If you go to the ASGA website, you go to events, hover over it, it'll drop down to the 2024 Toonie tournament. There's two ticket types, two teams essentially. You can get a shore team that's two anglers, or you can do a boat team, which is a minimum of two anglers. You can go up to four there as well. And the main goal with signing up, knowing who's going to be on your boat, is that we can prepare the, you know, the right amount of tournament bags and take care of everyone. And like Toonie said, make sure that everyone shows up, gets a bunch of fun goodies and stuff from, you know, some of the sponsors that are showing up. And to take a quick minute to shout out the sponsors involved, obviously Cheeky has come to the table here and basically said, you know, we know how to do X, Y, and Z with the schoolie. We love false albacore, as do our anglers and our customers. Cheeky's been supporting the Albie project in past years. And so they said, you know, why can't we come to the table and help support it in a really unique way by helping grow this event? So big shout out to them, Ellen, Ted, Pete, the whole rest of the team, because they've helped make, like Toonie said, getting off the ground year one for any event, regardless of if you're hosting a farmer's market or a concert or whatever fundraiser you're hosting. Year one is always the hardest for events. So their help's been invaluable. And then you look at some of the other brands that are showing up. I mean, how can you not show love and appreciate? You got the hat on right now. I don't know if it's intentional, but Sims, whenever stuff is going on and we're in the trenches, whether it's a campaign, a call to action for advocacy and management, or a fundraiser, Sims always steps up. And Sims came to us and said, you know, y'all told us about what's going on up here with this tournament. We want in. We want in and everything you're doing in Louisiana as well. And they're always on the front lines with striped bass. So big thank you to Sims. You're going to see a lot of Sims stuff on site. And they have been a huge contributor. They also, totally of their own accord, integrated. I'm going to blank on the name of the system right now. But the system that's in their site now, so as people check out, you get to pick what conservation project you want to support while you're purchasing Sims products. That's fantastic. That's built in their e-com system, and they've been funding tags through that system as well. So Sims, big thank you to their whole team. Looking forward to seeing. I know they're crazy busy with a million events going on in September, but looking forward to seeing some of those guys and their captains and guides and Who else? Bahio, sunglasses, Mike Holiday. Big shout out to Mike. Mike's a guy down here by me in Stewart, and he loves, though they call him Bonita down here, silly, but he loves his quote unquote Bonita, runs dozens and dozens and dozens of charters specifically focused on false albacore in Florida. And the first thing he told us, but he's like, I want in on supporting this. He said, can I somehow fly up or get on the mic in a way to tell people about what's going on in Florida with this fishery? So shout out to Mike and the Bahio team for recognizing this connected coast. Mike's been putting out a bunch of tags. He loves being involved with the science. Awesome to have them involved. Scientific Anglers, SciAnglers, shout out to Joe and the whole team. They're going to be involved. Cross Current Insurance, Roland and the team, always been supportive of our conservation efforts. They've always been involved with the schoolie, and Abby and the whole crew have as well. So Cross Current's going to be involved, which is awesome.
Lest we not forget, I would say probably the most, earliest supporters of science and Albies, and, you know, takes an approach that is filled with passion that is maybe equaled but not surpassed, our buddy Mike Hogan at Hoagie Lures. I think all the captain's bags are going to have. All I know is I got a text that said, I've ordered all the stuff for the captain's bag. I'm so excited. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, like he's latched onto this, you know, he's just the excitement coming from all the sponsors is pretty awesome. It's almost Yeti. Like everyone was waiting for this. Yeti, you're going to have Yeti cups in there. I'm not saying it's going to be like a Grammys level gift bag that you're going to get, but you're going to get some cool stuff, man. You're going to open up that captain's bag and be like, hey man, this was nice. Like, they were thoughtful about this. Like, they do care.
And also, Tony, to say, you know, one of the cool things that I think we like doing as an organization is showing that we're small and mighty and giving people a look behind the curtain and being really transparent. And that's what's cool about this podcast, is how many nonprofits do you get to hear word of mouth from the employees that are working and directly driving the campaigns, the advocacy, the products, the events, or whatever. Hosting an event like this, one of the hardest things that you can do when you ask brands for support, especially financial support, not just product, is this is at the end of Q3 on a short timeline where our team and the Cheeky team decided, let's get year one on the books. Let's do this thing. And we kicked this thing off in Q3. And when you ask people at the end of a Q3 budget to try to scrounge up a couple more dollars to participate in something from the industry side, that is a really big ask. So the fact that any of these brands that you see on here, and if there actually might be one or two more who pop up from like the captain's bag supporter side. And so if you have any brand representatives listening here who are interested, we basically got one or two more spots that I think would kind of max out the sponsor participation for this year. But these brands, we called and said, hey, we know your budget's going to be tight. This is what's going on. We just love to have you involved. And everyone who's on, either included in these bags or stamped somewhere on the website and promotion of this event, made it happen somehow. And so that's a really big thing that I want to shout out, because it's not just if a brand has $1,000 to support an event, when and how they pull it off. It's a lot easier to ask with a year's lead time and, you know, earlier in the year when budgets are a little bit more loose and things haven't tightened up. And so giving that transparency and that perspective, a big shout out to everyone who has come to the table at this point in the year. I know from my past experience working on that side, it means even more, because they're getting really scrappy because they believe in it. So they're fighting internally. They're in presentations, they're in boardrooms, they're on Zoom calls saying, I know things are tight, but we need to be at this place and here's why. And I wanted to call that out, because it's a little bit more than just, it's not someone with an unlimited bank account sending out a bunch of hats, koozies, sunglasses, whatever it might be. These are people who really believe in this research and want to support it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's relationships basically that we've developed over years. You know, I remember seeing a host of those people at the Science Symposium in Cape Cod. And I think that, I think it showed them that, like, okay, this isn't just like a tournament. It's a tournament with a purpose. You know, it's not just like, hey, we're going to get together and everyone can, you know, everyone can, you know, participate in this ego-driven menagerie of, you know, I'm the best. And it's, you know, it's kind of like schoolie, like everyone cheers when somebody wins. You know, it's not like this bloodthirsty, you know, kind of like, oh, I won 10 grand sort of thing. It's like, if you participate in this tournament, you're part of a big community that has a ton of camaraderie and you're helping. And it's like, I think that's so much a part of what we try to do on the inside of the Guides Association is like, how is it fun to help? Whether it's a Albie Christmas ornament or, you know, a cool new hat that Cody designed or some funny stickers or, I mean, God, look at our singles campaign. Like that's a really important thing that somehow we made fun. It's kind of, you know, we desperately need the help, but we want y'all to have fun while you're helping us. So think about signing up. We're probably about halfway to full right now, and it's a little over a month out. So I think we're doing pretty good. Think about signing up. If you have any questions or anything, we're always here. Just shoot us an email. And as always, we appreciate y'all listening to the podcast and hopefully look forward to seeing y'all on Cape Cod, up at the winner's podium.